USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, in the news, reports surfaced he might be in grave condition after heart surgery. He is 36 years old. Kim recently missing the celebration of his grandfather's birthday party on April 15th, fueling speculation about his health. He had been seen 4 days earlier at a government meeting. President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
We're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
To Washington, D.C. now, where Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the administration's coronavirus task force, holding a conference call with governors across the country. He also holds a conference call with FEMA employees, thanking them for all their help during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Vice President Mike Pence is thanking those who are working around the clock to combat the ongoing coronavirus threat.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the time away from your families. And thank you for the commitment that you're living out here each and every day.
The vice president continues on that conference call with governors at FEMA headquarters.
We are making progress in slowing the spread. We're seeing very encouraging signs, even in hot spots around the country, that cases are leveling and in some cases going down.
That's USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gas prices across the country on average down more than 4 cents a gallon. The national average at $1.79. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that national average is $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its eighth straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Prices now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
The coronavirus has caused a major drop in demand for gasoline. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price will drop even more.
Gas prices across the country will likely continue declining as oil prices last week saw a $5 weekly plunge, some 25%, with prices showing little signs of life.
Because of coronavirus, crime down across the country, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
A Bloomberg News analysis his study says in 10 major U.S. cities, the crime rate has dropped, especially the incidence of violent crimes such as rape and murder. The study's data was gathered during a 28-day period that ended April 11th. The cities studied included Austin, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In San Francisco alone, the general crime rate dropped by more than 50% as compared to a month before. The study says one notable exception seems to be car theft, which has spiked in many cities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.